Well, President Carter has called on the United Mine Workers Union and the coal mine operators to resume contract talks immediately. Chief Spokesman Jody Powell says he fully expects both parties to show up at the White House later this morning for negotiations aimed at ending the 71-day-old coal strike. But there is no certainty they'll do so. UMW President Arnold Miller says he's willing to go along with the president's request. The mine operators haven't said a word. Good morning. Rob Davis, KRNT News, 630 News, sponsored by Orvalo Midtown Motors. The downtown temperature, 6 degrees. They're wheeling and dealing at Orvalo Midtown Motors, because right now they've got the car reviews. The results of yesterday's special elections in the cities of Clive and Pleasant Hill are in. KRNT reporter Dale Woolery has a rundown on the candidates and how they fared.
The man chosen by the voters to fill the single vacancy on the Pleasant Hill City Council is Paul Carrico, Jr. The 31-year-old Carrico received 141 votes in yesterday's special election, while his opponents, Dennis Hatchett and Joseph Israel, got 68 and 8 votes, respectively. Carrico will fill out a 2-year term on the Pleasant Hill City Council. In Clive, 2 city council openings were filled. Out of the 6 candidates who ran for the 2 positions, Leon Shearer and Mark Wiederin came out on top, Shearer getting 204 votes and Wiederin 194. The other 4 hopefuls came out as follows: Peter Hinter tallying 175 votes, Larry Deal 168, Louis Craze Jr. 112, and David Haviland 110. Shearer and Wiederin will be filling out 2-year terms on the Clive City Council. Dale Woolery, KRNT News.
A KRNT Greater Des Moines forecast prepared by the Freeze Notice Weather Service. Variable cloudiness today with occasional snow flurries, but no accumulation. Northwest winds at 8 to 12 miles per hour with today's high 20 degrees. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight 0, the high tomorrow 20. Now in Des Moines, the air pressure is steady. Humidity 83%. Northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. We have a partly cloudy sky and the airport temperature 5 degrees. Rob Davis, KRNT News, the 630 News, sponsored this morning by Orvalo Midtown Motors.